Come on. Theories. What else? Reasoning. I did it because. No, you still did. Still wrong. Don't try to reason out. Just confess up and get straightened up. What you mean by confess up? That means confess and repent. What do you mean? Stop doing it and do what the word says. And then admit I'm weak. I need some help. Just be honest with God. I'm struggling with this, Lord. I'm struggling with this, but help me. And I'm telling you there's help for you. Don't be sitting up like you all this and that, and you know you need some help. Come on, y'all better talk back to me. This is what this mystery is on the inside of you, to help you. Because if you're in something going to hurt you, and God loves you, and he don't want you hurt. He don't want you destroyed. He know you in the darkness. He see, and he wants some light in there so you can see that this is not with you. With you, you're walking in this path, and it's pitch dark. And right down there where that chair, there's a rattlesnake. And I shine the light, you're going to get mad at me. Turn that light off. No, you're going to be so glad. That's what God wanted to do, let you know, walking down these dark passes, rattlesnake finna. That's what the mystery is for, to keep you in the light so you know how to walk right. And then you get bit. Ah! Oh, you need some light and get off that path. Cause get on the path and light, you'll see what's there. Come on now. Hallelujah. And you don't have to reason out. You know it's right. Don't reason out your sin doing wrong. If you ain't tithing right, just straighten up and fly right, brother. The Bible is right. Tithing was there before you got here. Come on. I needed that money to do that. No, if you do right, you have it. You know, the Lord don't need it. I need it. Don't be doing that. So you're setting yourself up for a financial decline. Come on. Reasoning. And what else he said? And every what? Proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away how? Captive into what? The obedience of Christ. Every thought, I lead you away captive. You're not going to manifest yourself. I'm putting you in captivity. So when you put something in captivity, you know where it's at. And it doesn't be following you around. It's put away to the obedience, because I'm going to do what Christ said. Yes. I'm going to do what the anointing said. Amen. I'm going to walk in the light of this mystery. I'm not going to sneak around and try to, I put it in captivity. That means it won't be rushing back up there trying to say that to me again. I put it in captivity. Come on. Amen. To the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Because he is what? Lord. The Messiah, the anointed one. He is Lord. Amen. Not that thought, not that reason, not those strongholds, none of those things. I think I'm going to lay up today. I ain't going to church Sunday. I think I'm going to, you don't do that on your job. You either call in or you gonna have no job. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But you can do God any kind of way, you know, think you get by with. No. This is why you got the mystery. You know the sacredness of it, you know the power of it, and you know how to walk in the light of it. And it helps you. You know, and no use of trying to run from it, run to him. I found out it's best to be honest with God. Amen. I found out it's best to be just open with Him. Yeah. God, I'm struggling with this. All right. I need some help. Yeah. I'm struggling with this. And he'll help you and show you how to grow up. And you stay, take enough time, spend enough time to get your mind quiet, get off your mind what you got to do, and take enough time to wait and let Him talk to you. Because your mind, when you first get down to prayer, when you wait to pray, your mind is so busy. If God said something, you wouldn't hear it until you train yourself how to hear from God. Amen. Amen. You know, we want to pray that real quick prayer. Lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, pray the Lord my soul to take. Thank you, Jesus. Up and gone. And we go through it and say, I done prayed. No, you hadn't. You just said some words. All right, Usher, y'all better come on because I'll take off again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody getting the help tonight?